If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
You're listening to Kaya Biz here on Kaya959. And of course, this is where we are quite keen to get your conversations, thoughts and feedback here on the show and getting your perspective into conversations that we're having tonight. So a reminder to interact, share your thoughts, comments and feedback. We'll get to some of your voice notes as well in just a moment. Before we get there, though, and of course, take a breather for ads. South Africans, it seems as though we love taking holidays. And this is where there's some fascinating data that's been pulled together by Marriott Bonvoy. Yes, the international hospitality group that itself witnesses the movements of various travelers across the world in different jurisdictions. And of course, the various places that they go to. But it does show that research among around 2,000 South African travelers reveals that nearly 7 in 10 plan to take themselves on holidays in 2026, at least more or the same. But one thing it's telling us is that we're traveling a lot more often. Our next guest that joins us today is the Senior Director for Commercial for Sub-Saharan Africa at Marriott International, Dorcas Dlamini Mbele. Such a pleasure to have you with us, my Dlamini. I'll call you that because Dorcas is my mother's name. So I feel awkward saying it tonight. But welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you so much, Guguletu. And I am honored to have the same name as your mom. It's a special name.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Yeah, she's a very, very special person to me. As I imagine, you are a special person to many people, including us, as travelers, right? Because you essentially work in an important space to co-curate, to monitor, to innovate in the hospitality space that so many of us get the opportunity to enjoy. So maybe let's just start there, Dlamini, in terms of your reach, your access, and just some of the shifts that you're seeing at Marriott International, specific to Sub-Saharan Africa.
Yeah, no, we are seeing, especially out of this, out of the research that we've done, is that we're seeing South Africans are really keen to continue to grow in travel, to have many experiences, not only just in South Africa, but throughout the continent as well, some regional travel. From a Marriott perspective, we are obviously one of the leading hotel groups in the world with 9,700 hotels. Across different markets, and you know, opening up a whole world of opportunity for many travelers to have the unique experiences in many of our hotels across 31 brands.
100%. And as you say, 31 brands, that's a big market to take care of, Dorcas, especially in the various countries that we also see being represented in Sub-Saharan Africa. And maybe let's talk about this, because we are spoiled for choice and we're seeing that more and more South Africans actually want to travel. Give us more details on the numbers.
Yeah, so what we're seeing is that about 69% of South Africans are actually planning to take more holidays than what they did this year. So to put it into context, South Africans are looking at potentially about 6 trips next year, and that would be, you know, domestic trips or short haul trips or long haul trips in the next year. So what does that mean? That means potentially every 2 months, some of the South Africans are planning to travel the globe or travel throughout South Africa. And when we looked at what they want to travel, who they want to travel with, South Africans, which is something that is very ingrained in our culture, is, you know, deepening the connections. So they want to travel with their family and their extended family, with 44% South Africans looking to take these holidays with their family and friends in the new year. So this is quite a positive, insight out of the research for our South African destinations as well.
I find this encouraging, and I'm one of those South Africans who can relate. A good holiday with good people and loved ones is always a good idea. What I find so interesting is how technology is taking center stage, and AI is apparently helping us out with making our plans. Talk to us about this, because many people think, Africa, we're behind in terms of the adoption of AI, but it's clearly shifting, especially when it comes to the travel and hospitality space.
Certainly, and it was really quite good to be able to see this. You know, AI was one of the biggest trends that we noted out of the survey. In fact, what it is becoming is that it's quickly becoming a go-to travel tool for South Africans as they one looking for inspiration and also research, and then use the AI to actually plan their holidays. What's not surprising, though, from an AI perspective, is to actually see the generations that are actually using it. 66% of South Africans within the Gen Z traveling, generation have used AI in terms of planning their holidays, followed very closely about 53% of the millennials who are also using it. But you will also then see in the late 20s or the mid 20s, the Gen X as well as the boomers are giving it a try, which also shows a little bit of a generational gap. But is clear is that AI is very much part of travel decisions that our travelers in South Africa are using it.
I'm not surprised by this, and you're quite right, because we do see that a lot of the platforms we interact with, like Google, actually collate a lot of your details, from your flights to the experiences to even the accommodation, right down to the kind of transport that you can actually use to navigate different cities. But I'm also quite keen, you know, just to get an understanding of, you know, the kind of experiences that we want to have. Sometimes, you know, you just want to get into a city and, you know, visit all the necessary touristy sites. Other people go for experiences where there might be a sporting event that they participate in, but they also incorporate it into a holiday. And then there's those of us who just want luxury experiences. And sometimes we like hiking too. So what are we seeing there, Maglamini? What's our favorite kind of holiday?
We are seeing some of the biggest shifts coming in on some of the trends that have come up. So I'm going to call out two of those. So one, starting with the passion pursuits, right? Which is one of the rising trends that we're seeing in coming into 2020, 2026. These are holidays that are built around personal interests. As you've mentioned, you know, people looking for music and sport, you know, adventures, to cultural experiences. What we're seeing is that more South Africans are leading the charge, as far as it's concerned, with 73% of South Africans who have already actually taken a passion-led holiday. What does that mean? It means that South Africans are not just going to travel for the sake of traveling, but they actually want to pair their travel also with their passions or their personal interests. So for South Africans are also not doing this as like a just a once in a while thing. It's actually forming part of their lifestyle, with many of them actually incorporating this as part of their trip. The other trend that came out as a really leading or a standout trend is deluxescaping. And I want to hear a little bit more about this as we continue to unpack this, right? And what does that mean? It means that when you book a luxury stay or a luxury component as part of your trip. So many people are choosing to maybe book themselves a spa retreat at the start of the holiday or at the end of the holiday. Now, there's a couple of reasons why South Africans are doing this. So at the start of the holiday, you kind of want to elevate your trip. It might be a case that you can't really have your whole trip be a luxury stay, but just to elevate it at the beginning. But some people are also incorporating this at the end just to make themselves really feel refreshed at the end of the holiday. We know how it is. Sometimes you go on holiday, you come back from the holiday, you need another
You
holiday.
need
But
another
what
one.
South Africans, exactly. But South Africans are seeing this as an opportunity to actually make themselves feel refreshed when they come back home. And we're seeing here coming up really strongly is that Gen Z at about 74% are leading the charge, with followed by the millennials at 67%, embracing this component of luxscaping.
Mike, I mean, I can't ignore a sore point for many South Africans, right? Because luxscaping, fantastic holidays, taking your loved ones with you, is a beautiful experience. And typically it's an experience that also needs a level of financial muscle or at least financial preparedness. Mm. And that's what I've seen a lot of South Africans have been doing, is that, like you say, it's not just a random trip, but actually something that we plan and incorporate into our lives. How much of spending power plays an influence in the kind of holidays or experiences that we have? And is that a key point that's been referenced in your report?
It came out as one of the top points, right? It is clear that South Africans love a good deal, and we know how to stretch that brand and make sure that it's worth it. But what was really great to see coming out of this is that South Africans, whilst they know how to really find ways to make their money go further, they're not compromising on experience. So how they do this is actually making sure that they're taking advantage of special offers and deals that are available, though that is what came out as what encourages South Africans to actually book their next holiday. What also came out clearly here is that South Africans are well-versed in making clever use of loyalty programs like Marriott Bonvoy. You know, they understand where there will be an opportunity that will allow them to get upgrades or get rewards or get, you know, earn their loyalty points, which will then help to pay for their next trip as well. So in that way, South Africans are really quite savvy travelers and savvy spenders. What was also really interesting in this part of the research was that South Africans make clever use of their long-haul trips. So if they're traveling to a long-haul destination into Europe, for example, they are doing what we call country hopping. So no more club hopping now, it's country hopping, where they're visiting two or more countries on a one trip, making use and maximizing on that long-haul travel ticket. We know how air travel is expensive. So when you are traveling on a whole long-haul destination, South Africans are making use of that by hopping to another country or a different market to actually expand on their trip, which is very strategic and very value driven.
Definitely. And I completely agree. It's an experience that we see many others having, that we also participate in. But just a fantastic opportunity for many more South Africans to see the world, quite literally. Maglamini, this has been an amazing conversation. I was just about to talk about some industry trends that you've witnessed, given that you started off in the hospitality space when you were as young as 19 years old. So I can imagine that you've seen evolution after evolution. You've survived the pandemic. You've rebuilt after the pandemic. And here we are seeing some amazing data points. So next time, hopefully we get you on the show for a little longer to deep dive into your journey.
I would love that. So, and thank you. What a great show you host. Really enjoy it. And thank you for having me this evening.
Thank you so much. Truly appreciate your time. That is our guest for tonight, Senior Director for Commercial at Sub-Saharan Africa at the Marriott International. And if you're familiar with Marriott Bonvoy brands across Sub-Saharan Africa, they include the likes of Protea Hotels and many others that we do see, especially from an international point of view. But that's Dorcas Dlamini Mbele joining us tonight to talk about how you and I, as South Africans, are planning to take more holidays in 2026. We use AI to curate our trips. We love wrapping up with a luxurious experience, and we're quite passionate about making sure that sustainability and our families are involved in how we experience holidays.
And if you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.